Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies, and you're listening to...
God!
Let's talk about freedom. You might think it's cool and perfect thing, but I know a lot of people who have died for this idea. Don't forget about your history. We always fought for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free.
must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
All together sing with me.
We listen to the records playing in the lounge, yeah.
Howdy folks, this is Chris,
Andy
and Scott.
We are from The Living End and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. I see a lot of things at gigs, dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking. So if you plan a drink, plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
G'day everybody, this is Steve-O from Area 7. You're listening to Big Beefy Scar Nation Radio, and we will see you on Friday night at the Nightcat with a host of other bands. Be there.
Trying to prove, what are you trying to say? Is there anything that you have to destroy? Is there anything left in your way? What are you trying to prove? Does it really matter anyway? Spend most of your day bringing everyone down, but you're the loser at the end of the day. The years go by, but still you haven't changed. Never make anything of your life, but will you always be this way? And when will you admit that you were wrong? Will you think you can hide behind your stubbornness, so well you know that can't last long? Either you don't know what you're doing, or you really couldn't care. Well, your bitter words, they won't get you anywhere. What are you trying to prove? What are you trying to say? Is there anything that you have destroyed? Is there anything left in your way? What are you trying to prove? And does it really matter anyway? Spend most of your days bringing everyone down, but you're the loser at the end of the day. Trying to prove, and does it really matter anyway? Spend most of your days bringing everyone down, but you're the loser at the end of the day. What are you trying to prove? What are you trying to say? Is there anything that you haven't destroyed? Anything that take away? What are you trying to prove? And does it really matter anyway? Spend most of your days.
the loser at the end of the day.
Area 7, what are you trying to prove? Better words, live there. Why are we playing lots of live... Lots? We play one track, Beef. Why are we playing live Area 7? Well, there's going to be lots in this first part of Scanish and Ready with Beefy this week. It's because Area 7 will be playing live this Friday night at the Nightcat. Is the gig everyone that is living in my house has been talking about for the past day or so. Yes, Area 7 are going to be playing at the Nightcat. We're celebrating a milestone birthday for someone. I probably won't go into that too much, but there you go. Area 7 live at the Nightcat. The other bands that are playing include Pirate Sky Rebellion, who you just heard Zimbabwe from. Great tune, Zimbabwe. The Kitty Hawks, Cometh the Hour, my favourite tune off the album. Apparently it's not half the band's favourite tune off the album, though. I don't know what that may be. But if you haven't got From Brass to Bullets, you can come along on Friday night at the Nightcap, because no doubt the Kitty Hawks will have vinyl for sale. They'll probably have CDs and lots of other merch as well. Actually, I can tell you a bit of a story. I went to the jousting. Yes, the jousting at Cryle Castle on Saturday, and there was a guy wearing a Kitty Hawks hoodie. Sat right in front of me, actually. So it just shows you that merch does get around. And we also heard from the Looney Tunes a brand new version of Learn to Crawl that they sent through to me this week. I saw the Looney Tunes on Saturday night supporting Monkey Spanner at the Prince Ballroom. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. They were on fire, and they're going to bring that fire to the Nightcat on Friday. So great to have these bands on board, but not forgetting Operation Big Jake Bostone, Australia's best third wave cover band. Yes, they're going to be opening up proceedings for Friday night. It is going to be brilliant. Tickets are still available. Just check out Nightcat tickets. Walk-ups will be available as well, because, yeah, there's a fair bit of capacity at the Nightcat. If you've never been in the Nightcap before, it's very, very interesting. You play in the round. So the stage is in the center of the dance floor, and you can stand wherever you like, in front, in back, to the side, up on the roof if you really want to. But these five bands will be blowing that roof off. So it's going to be al dente? I don't know. I'm just talking rubbish right now. I am so excited, as you might be able to tell. I sat down with Steve-O from Area 7 today, and we had a good old chat. So I'm going to be playing quite a bit of that interview throughout the show. And if you're a subscriber to Scar Nation Radio, the Scar Pods, then I will be playing the full interview with Steve-O. I'm not sure I'm going to have time this week, but I will get it done and get it out there. It is very, very good. I haven't caught up with Steve-O in depth for a long, long time, so it was good to have a chat about life, the universe, and everything, and where we're at with Area 7, and things to look back on. It's a celebration of all things Area 7, all things Melbourne ska. Let's put it that way. We kicked off this week's Ska Nation Ready with Beefy with the VO out of Kyiv in Ukraine. Ukraine must be free. All nations must be free. We are using Ukraine Must Be Free as our overarching anthem for world peace. Yes, all those countries and regions that are pretty much compromised right now, Ukraine Must Be Free stands for all of us, and hopefully we will see the end of these war-torn areas and disputes. Because at the end of the day, all countries must be free, and we don't want to see innocent lives lost for what is essentially political gain, unfortunately, especially innocent lives and civilian lives, I should say. It's a bit crazy, really. But war-torn zones aren't limited to Ukraine and Israel and Palestine. It's happening in Sudan, South Sudan, Yemen, Taipei, Taiwan, Myanmar, to name but a few. So we are using Ukraine Must Be Free as a pseudonym, as a simile, as an extension of our wish for world peace. So there you go. Now, there is a website called Bandcamp.com. A lot of the bands that you've just heard are on Bandcamp.com. That's how they sell digital music. On Bandcamp.com, you can do a location search. You can whack in Ukraine. You can whack in Kiev, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, Palestine, Sudan, Canberra. Just whack Canberra in and see what comes out. All bands in compromised areas, and that includes you, Canberra, you can buy digital music off those bands in those areas.
They ain't playing gigs. They ain't recording new music. They're not selling merch. They are not making an income the way they used to. So we can help them a little bit. Jump on Bandcamp.com. If you look up the VO, V-Y-O, Ukraine Must Be Free is off their Green album. Hopefully, as I've been pushing this for the past 2 years, sales in the Green album have gone through the roof for the VO. I'm not sure they have, but let's hope that they have. So on the Green album with the VO, down the bottom of there are tags. One of those tags will say ska. You can click on ska. It will bring up ska bands from all over the world. Then you can narrow it down by location. You can narrow it down by release date. You can narrow it down by most popular. So you can jump on Bandcamp.com. You can play music from all these bands. Bands you probably won't discover on other streaming services. All right? Also, I've mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, one album purchase on Bandcamp, so let's say the equivalent of $10, is the equivalent of up to 100,000 plays on other streaming services for them to make the same money back. All right, so you get an idea of how bands are making a living outside of the streaming services if they're not playing gigs or selling merchandise. All right, so check out bandcamp.com. Do a deep dive, do a search, have a play, look up bands from Croatia, look up bands from Estonia, have some fun with it. I do that quite a bit, by the way. I love going through Bandcamp and just whacking in countries that you may not necessarily find ska, but it's all good fun. I'm looking at you, New Zealand brothers. That's how I discover a lot of New Zealand ska bands nowadays, using bandcamp.com. Alrighty, I've told you what's happening Friday night. Like I said, I'm going to say it again. We're at the Nightcat. Somebody's celebrating a big 50th birthday. I'm not going to tell you who. Area 7 are headlining. Pirate Ska Rebellion. I'll be playing a late night party set after Area 7. We've got the Kitty Hawks, we've got the Looney Tunes, and Operation Big Jake Boston. Tickets are still available. Please get your tickets now, just in case we have a massive roll up and it does sell out. Fingers crossed. Also, promoters, bands like to know how many tickets are being sold so they can kind of work their way through what they have to do. A prominent American, I'm going to call them a ska, they're not ska, skater punk band, just cancelled a European tour due to poor ticket sales. Black Keys have just cancelled a US tour due to poor ticket sales because people aren't buying tickets early enough. I did read on ABC last week that people are now buying tickets as late as they possibly can. So that doesn't help anyone. Venues will cancel, bands will cancel, promoters will cancel. Please, please, please buy your tickets early. All right, like I said, this is a special edition of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. I did sit down with Steve-O from Area 7 today, and we had a good old chat, and we talked a lot of stuff about the scene, Melbourne, Area 7, and I'm going to play a lot of that interview tonight. I'm going to throw some tunes in as well, so not to get you too bored. Anyway, this is probably the first bit of our chat with Steve-O. You're listening to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show.
Oh, Beefy, I'm very, very honoured to have Steve-O from Area 7. They're playing on Friday night at the Nightcat. Yes, it's my 50th birthday party, and I've dragged along the boys from Area 7, as well as the Kitty Hawks, Pirate Ska Rebellion, Operation Big Jake Boston, and old schoolers Looney Tunes are going to fill out the bill as well. It's going to be an awesome night. Steve-O, first off, I have got to thank you for getting the boys out of early premature retirement to come along to the Nightcat and play. Thank you for that.
Mate, about where we play these days, but Beefy, we couldn't think of a better guy to do it for. We know that you do a lot for the scene and you do a lot for with this program, so it wasn't hard to convince the guys to do it. We were planning on having a pretty low-key year this year. We have got a couple of shows booked up north, but we were trying to keep it pretty low in Victoria this year. But this is a good one to play for us.
Oh, appreciate that. Appreciate it. Now, I just realised as well, Area 7 officially formed in 1994. It's 30 years. 30 years this year. And in fact, somebody told me you actually formed in May. So it's actually kind of 30 years to the week. Happy birthday.
Well, there you go. I didn't know that. And obviously, I wasn't in the band then, so it's still long before my time as well. But no, that's good to know. I'll actually check that out with Tomo because he's the keeper of facts. And, of course, everybody knows Tomo's living in Pennsylvania in the US at the moment. So he won't be back for that show. But we've got Azza, who's been playing with us for the last few years anyway. And Tomo comes back when he can. I think he'll be back in the middle of the year, but he won't be at this show. But I'll check that with the aficionado of the history of the band.
Yeah, I'm so proud to share a birthday with you guys, and even if you weren't in the band when it formed. But, I mean, talking about your role in the ska scene in Australia, do you kind of see yourself as a bit of an elder statesman in the scene?
To be honest with you, I've never really thought about it before. I just know I like ska and punk and alternative music in general, but I... my life kind of changed the day I saw Madness here in 81 at Festival Hall, and that really, really, you know, threw me into the ska world. And I met some people there that night, and they had told me that there was this ska band in Australia. One of them was Strange Tenants, and the other one was Dickie Moron and the Rude Boys, later did become No Nonsense. And I sort of started to go and see those bands and help them out a little bit, and the next thing I knew, I was roadieing for bands and managing bands and then singing occasionally with a band and just doing stuff like that. But do I see myself as an elder statesman? Kind of. Well, elder, yes, but not so much a statesman. I just like to get out there and have some fun. I think sometimes we take it all a little bit too serious, but at the end of the day, we're just a bunch of guys playing and girls playing music, you know.
No, exactly that. I was going to say about being an elder statesman, though. I think the whole process and the whole ska scene in general, ska punk and what we see in Melbourne, is bands being accessible. And the fact that, you know, we can go up to people like yourself or, you know, the Kitty Hawk, Francis from Resonators, Bruce from Strange Sense, and just be a fan and be a friend and just see them at gigs everywhere. Everyone's so accessible and, you know, there's no grandstanding at all. And I think that just makes it awesome.
100% agree with you on that. And that's the whole thing for the alternative scene for me is that grandstanding doesn't really do much. And to be honest with you, and I've said this many times on stage, and I really heartfelt mean it. If it's not for the fans, there is nothing, right? Because if the people aren't there, there is no show. So, you know, the bands, I don't think there's a space for the bands to feel too special about themselves. We just get up and play music. And, you know, someone said to me once, you know, I've just had my birthday, and someone said to me, how long are you going to keep doing this for? And I said, well, you know what? While I'm having fun and while people still come, I'll play. But yeah, for me, it is a really accessible scene. It's how I got introduced to it. I've become really good friends with Ian and Bruce very early in the piece back at the old post office hotel in Richmond, which is now, well, it's not, it was a 7-Eleven. It's not anything anymore, I don't think.
No.
And then I got to be friends with Murray from No Nonsense and sort of evolved through that. So, but yeah, it's been great fun. And certainly I wouldn't change much in my life, that's for sure.
We're living worthless lives. And Oh, there's too many people sitting down and just glued to their seats. We want to see a few more people up and getting into it. This one's about our hometown in Melbourne. It's called Grey Skies Over Collingwood.
Grey skies over Collingwood. Whoa, whoa, it's a typical summer's day. Seems things haven't been that good. Whoa, whoa, and it's always been that way. Grey skies, grey skies. Whoa, whoa, smokestacks competing. Grey skies, disguise. Whoa, whoa, someone is leaving. Young girl on the 10th floor, whoa, whoa, such a sadness in her eyes. Wants to know why she lives that far, whoa, whoa, and the answer her with lies. Grey skies, grey skies, whoa, whoa, smokestacks competing. Grey skies, disguise, whoa, whoa, someone is leaving.
Broken hearts of Angelie Man. So let's raise a glass, let's promise, and I promise myself to modify and make amends. But the lights of the city are a siren sound, and I need to find myself a friend. Please, 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 Mephistopheles, I know you're whispering in my ear. I can smell it, I can taste it, wanna hold it, need to feel it.
Richard Bruce and No Nonsense off their Urban Myth album from 2017, I reckon. Never Doing That Again. What a tune that is. Obviously, No Nonsense and Strange Tenants, just mentioned by Steve from Area 7 there, as idols of his growing up and mentors, and they helped him through into being the man he is today. We just heard Grey Skies Over Collingwood, a live version from Strange Tenants as well. Oh, man, Melbourne, we are blessed to have some absolutely brilliant songwriters and some great performers, and man, it's good to be here, because we just heard as well Area 7 doing Second Class Citizen, because Melbourne sometimes feels a little bit strange to us. Now, I've just learnt that a cult figure in the Melbourne ska scene, he's a star as well, Mr. Shannon White, is not feeling too good. He's in hospital right now, so all of the ska scene in Melbourne knows who this man is, and we do wish you a speedy recovery. Please, please, please look after yourself. I know he's probably listening right now in his hospital bed, so stay strong, brother, because the scene will be a sadder place without you around, and yeah, we need you to pull through, man. It's a tough time for everyone, and hopefully you will be fit and firing and ready to go on Friday night, because gigs aren't the same without you down the front jamming around and skanking and just being a better man for it. Alrighty, you are listening to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show, and it is the world's number one ska radio show for a reason. It's because we play the best tunes with the best host. Yeah, that's me. What should we do? Let's do some more Steve-O, and then we'll get into some other stuff. But like I said, the full interview with Steve-O will be out, I'm going to say within a week, on my podcasting platforms. I believe Ska Nation Radio is available absolutely everywhere. So whatever podcasting platform you use, Ska Nation Radio will be there.
Now, with the ska scene in Australia, I mean, it's very weird. I mean, you guys kind of made the breakthrough along with the Porkers to get on mainstream radio, and I'm guessing that was possibly kind of by accident or just being in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
Have you always kind of seen yourselves as outsiders to that mainstream scene?
You know what? To be honest with you, I sometimes feel like we're outsiders to the ska scene.
True.
If I'm being honest. I mean, the truth of the matter is that we were very clear when I first joined Area 7 anyway, I was very clear that, you know, I didn't want to be in, and all due respect to other bands, but I didn't want to be another two-tone cover band. I just didn't want to be that. I felt that two-tone was done so well back in the 80s that any time I saw someone try to replicate two-tone, it just seemed like a cheap imitation. I'll say that except for the Untouchables in LA, because I thought they were amazing with the whole look, and they were smart and they had the scooters and had everything. But with all due respect, I just wanted to get away from the ska cliches.
Yep.
You know, being a guy who's into punk rock, ska, rockabilly, and a whole bunch of other things, I kind of had a different feel about it. And I think for Area 7, our strength has been that we bridged that gap into the mainstream pretty well, we could get in and get on those spots. But it's really funny because we went back and played some shows actually just probably a couple of years now, but with Magic Dirt and, you know, Spider Bay and, you know, Sheehat and guys like that. And they treated us like we were old lost friends. Which you sort of don't often get that love from the ska scene. I think a lot of people go, I think those guys think they're a bit too good for us. But it's not the case. It's just, you know, it's just that we found ourselves playing the right sort of music at the right time. And I think you're absolutely right. It's just like, I kind of feel sorry for the porkers in some ways, because Pete and the boys have been playing ska for such a long time and doing such a great job of it. But when No Doubt and Rancid and the Boss Tones broke through, it was almost like, who was the new kids on the block, or who were the new kids that they were looking for? And Triple J fell in love with us and looked after us. And I actually, you know, I've had this conversation with Pete, so it's nothing, you know, secretive, but I just felt we were in the right place at the right time playing the right song. You know, again, we happen to have a song out, No Logic, about racism, and lo and behold, Pauline Hanson was trying to get into politics. So all of the things fell into place at the right time. We had some great songwriters in the band, Dougal McNaughton, Chuck especially is a great songwriter. I threw in a few myself. Next thing you know, we're on Triple J's Hottest 100. And it just happened that way, you know. So, you know, it's a long-winded answer to your question, but I think, you know, for us, definitely, let me just say this, right place at the right time, good timing, but I think we were also very good at bridging the gap between mainstream and the ska scene, and I think that helped us a lot.
No, no doubt about that. And the fact that most ska bands, I mean, you talk about No Doubt and a few other, Grinspoon and Magic Dirt and festival style gigs, is you can slot a ska punk band in between any band's, you know, it could be a heavy metal, dark metal, anything, but the people will enjoy it. I mean, it's
100%.
I mean, we all know, I mean, you know me, I've followed it for God knows how long. There's no such thing as a depressing ska song for a start. And I don't think you can get offended by having a good time, having fun and enjoying good music.
No, 100%. And one of the things we learned too, whether it was on a band's Warp Tour, or whether it was Homebake, or whether it was on, you know, Big Day Out, or whatever festival we were asked to play, we often got put in, you get usually put one or three spots. One, right at the start to get the party started. Two, right in the middle, especially after a sort of a dour band.
Yeah.
We saw that happen on Pushover so many times, and I won't mention the bands, but there were some alternative bands who were like way popular than us, but we'd get put on after them because we would bring the party back up.
Lift the mood, yeah.
Or they would say close the show. And Vans Warped Tour is a classic example. We would often be the last band on the day because they wanted to finish the show on a high. And so, you know, it was always really, really good like that. And you're 100% right. It's like, it's an upbeat music. It's a bit of fun. If you go out there and tell the crowd they're having a good time, they usually believe it, especially at a festival, and you just get on with it, you play a show. And, you know, like I said, I just love what we do. And to be honest with you, the last 25, 30 years has been a blur for me. We just seem to go from show to show to show to show. We don't do many shows these days, and we do that quite deliberately. Try to keep it, the shows that we want to do, more selective about what we want to do rather than what other people ask us to do. So we will often get asked to play shows, and we'll just say, nah, we're not really interested in that. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, that makes it even more special playing for me on Friday night. So, again, I do appreciate that.
Begin, no reason behind it. Just see that was me. by the things I see. Well, think about it, it makes no sense. Solving problems with your fists. Well, check the time is now. It's time to go and throw your weight around. The only thing that it does to me, you know that is. There's no logic, no meaning, no thinking, no reason behind it. Just seems that words can't describe how it seems if you just think about it. There's no logic, no meaning, no thinking, no reason behind it. Just seems that words can't describe how it seems if you just think about it. There's no logic, no meaning, no thinking, no reason behind it. Just seems that words can't describe how it seems if you just think about it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
I've got your picture.
Ah, Biffy's cover of the week, The Resignators from Victoria in Australia. Turning Japanese, or was the Vapors did that, I reckon 1981-ish? I need to look that up. I'm just guessing. But they have done that for the Specialized Project, the new Specialized Project album that will be coming out fairly shortly, I believe. So Beefy's cover of the week is Turning Japanese from the Resonators. Check those guys out. They've got a gig coming up in Shepparton in a couple of weeks' time, I believe. A lot of the Resonators will be in Operation Big Jake Boston on Friday night, hence why it was very pertinent that I played that tune. Before that, Area 7, a bit of No Logic there. Steve-O mentioning Pauline Hanson, and when No Logic came out, it was just the right time in the right place. Alrighty, we are just about to do On This Day in Ska! Now, we're also going to blend in Bands in a No Played Ska into this same segment, because happy birthday, Kylie Minogue. Yes, Kylie Minogue. It's her birthday today. Her mother was from Wales. Bit of trivia there for you if you didn't already know. So she's half Welsh, is Kylie Minogue, which is good enough for me. Kylie, born 1968, so what does that make her? Yeah, older than me. So that's the best thing to take out of this right now. Anyway, she teamed up with the Wiggles. Yes, the Wiggles. Bands you didn't know played ska. Kylie Minogue and the Wiggles.
We're here with our friend Kylie.
Hi, Wiggles. Hi, everyone.
Kylie's going to help us sing a song. She's a great singer. And today, she's the Pink Wiggle.
But look at Anthony. He's a monkey. He's a monkey.
He's a real monkey man.
Aye, aye, aye!
Triple my nation, ha!
call it as I see it. I call this bullshit, you know, I still cannot believe it. My revolution now has gone the way of hate. What will it fall for songs into a stupid fate? Everyone's a draw for the crime of living. I'm a different differences and they're not forgiven. We are all treasures, we are all the same. We are all guilty, we are all the same. Also different, yeah, I say we're all the same. All kind, you know, in the division game. Self-destruction, fast, defending like a bullet. No one can stop it, once it's fired, no one can control. Everyone's a trial for the crime of living. All pressure and different decisions, and they're not forgiven. We are all treasured, we are all the same. We are all guilty, we are all the same. Final word, wait, it's not a call to action. We ain't no sex, no, we ain't no fucking faction. Unity, 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 you've heard it all before. Time is not inclusive, we wanna stop the war, stop the war.
Ah, a very, very different version of Unity from Operation Ivy there. Unity with horns, as it is listed on my USB stick. Now, on this day in ska 1989, Operation Ivy changed ska punk forever. With the release of Energy, Operation Ivy blasted onto the scene. Things have never looked back. Yes, indeedy. Especially for people like Kylie Minogue and the Wiggles, who did a cover of Monkey Man. That was another part of On This Day in Ska, but is also Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska! That bits the Wiggles. On This Day in Ska, happy birthday, Kylie Minogue. She's 56 today. Now, I can't just leave Unity off Energy by itself, can I? Because another unbelievable track is on that album. We all know it. It is a staple of live shows all around the world. This is Sound System.
blog later on. Get hold of your dad's dictionary and look under the word contraception and under the word phone. And under these two words, you'll find four words. Too much, too young. You're done too much, much too young. You're married with a kid when you could be having fun with me.
Too Much Too Young. I'm having so much fun tonight. It's awesome. Too Much Too Young, live version by a little band called The Specials. Did we hear that on Saturday night with Monkey Spanner? We probably did. A tune you probably will hear on Friday night, Sound System by Operation Ivy. I reckon there's a good chance that one of the five bands will cover Sound System. Yes, indeedy. Why not? It's a bloody good tune. And we all love doing it. We all love singing along. It's top, top notch. Released on this day in 1989, the album that changed ska punk forever, Energy by Operation Ivy. That's kind of it for the first show of the week. Thank you for listening. Thanks for joining me on Ska Nation Radio. Please check me out on social media. I really am only on Facebook and at Twitter, so just look up Ska Nation Radio. I will be adding a YouTube channel and I will be potentially doing Instagram, but gotta be honest, I haven't got enough hours in the day to mess about with all those extra stuff, so it may be later rather than sooner in terms of hanging on for that gold that I'm no doubt going to be posting. But most of the stuff is on Facebook, and live tunes and news about gigs and stuff like that, it's all there somewhere. So please follow me on social media. All the playlists are there, all the ska pods are there, dating back to the Middle Ages. Oh yeah, I've been doing this for quite some time. This is the world's number one ska radio show, and there is a big gig on Friday. It will feature Operation Big Jake Bostone, the Looney Tunes, the Kitty Hawks, Area 7, and the Pirate Ska Rebellion. It is at the Nightcat, an iconic venue in Melbourne. We are playing in the round. Tickets are still available. You can buy tickets on the door as well. It's going to be one hell of a night. Every band is fired up to put on the best ska show we possibly can. It is going to be so much fun. The full interview with Steve-O from Area 7 will be online within the next 7 days. I've got a few things happening between now and then, so I will get it done and get it out, because it is a really good listen and he makes some great points, and we do go quite deep in the conversation as well, which is a bit rare for me. I am normally this happy-go-lucky guy that doesn't really care too much about stuff, so it surprised me as well. I did make that comment to Steve-O, and yeah, we talked about politics politics and stuff, and it's refreshing that we can be honest about certain things where we're involved in the ska scene, which, as we rightly know, is a lot of fun, and it's a break from our dreary everyday lives. We're going to go out with a bit more of Steve-O's chat with me, and then we're going to finish off, and then I'll be back with some more stuff, because we sent Francis from the Resonators all the way to the USA, so he will be reporting back with a few bands from over there that he managed to catch up with last week. I will be back very, very shortly. I'm Beefy. This has been Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, your first helping of ska for this week. Don't go away. There's much, much more to come.
Let's get back to Friday. It is going to be a huge, huge night. Obviously, yourselves playing possibly for the only time this year, which is a bit of a shame, but yeah, I'm very happy it's Friday.
It'll be the Untimely Victoria, that's for sure.
Definitely. Now, we've got, like I said, we've got the Kitty Hawks, who are fresh-faced, even though they had a previous career. I mean, I know you've been to see the Kitty Hawks a number of times. They are fantastic. I do like them. They've got a different approach to what we've seen over the years in Melbourne especially. I've always been saying that we never really had a new ska band come on the scene like these guys. So it's great that you can support them as well.
100%. I think I might have spoken to you about this before, but I really rate those guys. And I know they've had a history, but, you know, with other bands. But look, for me, it was really great to see them. I bumped into them accidentally. They were rehearsing in the same studios. And I just happened to walk past them. And next thing you know, we were having a chat. And then I realized I knew Nat. And, you know, we're having a chat. So really, really great to see a new band come on the scene. And you're right, they've got a different approach. I love their recording. I think they're really going to do things. And look, their timing might be right. I always say to people, you've got to catch that ska wave. It comes every 5 or 6 years. You've got to be playing the right thing at the right time with the right credentials, then you can do anything you like.
And I think the right people behind them. I think with somebody like yourself, I'm obviously very, very heavily invested with what they do because I want to see a new band. I want to see a new band get on mainstream radio. I want to see a ska band on festivals and supporting big touring acts because what we need is, you know, gives us a kick in the ass to give us a bit of injection. And the fact that they have created some buzz and all of a sudden people are talking about them. Like I said, I'm at Kyle Castle. There's merch. People are wearing Kitty Hawks hoodies. Oh, man, I was so happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand. They're a really good band, and I love their originals. They're really good, and that's really coming along. Their songwriting shows the maturity, and I think they're going to do really well.
Let's hope so. Fingers crossed for that. We've also got Pirate Ska Rebellion. They're very different. They're kind of a Latin style ska. It's good to see those guys, although we just need them to become a bit more active. What they do, their sound is phenomenal. They put on awesome shows, so looking forward to seeing them as a bit of a late night party. We've got Old Schoolers, Looney Tunes, who you've butted heads with many, many times over the years, but man, I saw them on Saturday night. They're such a good band now.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I think they've always been a good band. And, you know, like, I don't know if you know, but I managed them for a little while. So they were definitely a good band. They've got a different lineup now, which is good. But look, they could be anything they want to be. Be good to see them, good to play with them. And Drinky's playing drums with them right now. And I know Drinky quite well from No Nonsense Day. So,
yes. And Laurie Vongalis from No Nonsense as well is in Loonies. Their horn section is fantastic. They blew me away on Saturday night. Honestly, that's the best show they've done for quite some time. And we've got the ultimate third wave ska cover act, Operation Big Jake Bostone. You mentioned him earlier. Old Google from Area 7 is manning the keyboards for Operation Big Jake Bostone.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a chat page between the original Area 7 guys. So we keep in touch with each other. And as you know, Dougald left Area 7 because he moved overseas, as did Rowan. So a lot of people don't realise that. People used to say to us, well, why did Rowan and Dougald and the guys leave? Well, they moved overseas, so it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
It'll be great to see Dougs again. He's a great guy. He's an exceptional musician, fantastic singer, fantastic songwriter, fantastic keyboard player, and I hope he gets up and does a song with us at least during the night. I'm pretty sure that'll happen.
I'm pretty sure that'll happen as well. So, Friday night at the Nightcat, it is Beefy's big 50th birthday party. featuring the legends themselves, Area 7. Steve-O, thank you for doing this. Thank you for playing on Friday. Thank you for bloody wrangling the troops together to finally dust the cobwebs off and play a show. I am very, very honoured, and I'm so looking forward to it. I'm actually blown away by the support we're getting. It is phenomenal.
No problem, mate. I mean, we like I said, it wasn't much to get the guys to play when, you know, we said what it was for, and we have dug out a couple of oldies that we haven't played for quite some time, so they'll be there. And we have got quite a few originals, new originals, we just haven't put into the set yet. We were trying to squeeze one in, but I'm not sure that's going to happen now after last night. But there'll be a couple of oldies that no one's heard for a while, so it should be good fun.
Excellent. No, I'm looking forward to it. So should you. It is going to be a top, top night. It's great to see we can put a full night of Scar on at the Nightcat. Area 7, the Kitty Hawks, Looney Tunes, Pirate Scar Rebellion, and Operation Big Jake Boston. Tickets are still available. Walk-ups will be available. Doors are at 7:30, first band at 8. Steve-O, I am honoured to call you a good mate. I've known you 23. Let's not think about that. It's too.
Yeah, let's not think about that. I just had my birthday the other day, and someone said, "How old are you?" And I said, "I just turned 30." And they said, 30? I said, "Yeah, 30 for the second time."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I tell everyone I've been 21 since I was 16. So, I mean, that's the bottom line.
There you go.
All righty. Mate, thank you so, so much. I will see you on Friday night. It is going to be awesome. Like I said, I cannot thank you enough.
No problems, mate. And it's our absolute honour to be there, and we will have an absolute ball. So everybody, get down there. It's going to be fun. It will be a party. Bring a spare T-shirt. You'll need it.
Definitely.
There's something strange going on around this place. Things aren't the same here anymore. There's too much talk, too many rumors going round, too many words behind closed doors. One slip and suddenly your motives are revealed. There's nothing left to be explained. A stab in the back and all your plans have come undone. Now things can never be the same. There's nothing left for you to do. The choice is yours, it's up to you. You can't do what's right or save yourself. There's nothing left for you to do. Choice is yours, it's me or you. Can't do what's right or save yourself. Don't tell me you didn't mean me any harm. Don't try to justify those lies. How does it feel to see your welcome crashing down? Next move is yours, it's do or die. There's nothing left for you to do. The choice is yours, it's up to you. You can't do what's right or save yourself. There's nothing left for you to do. The choice is yours, it's me or you. You can't do what's right or save yourself. Save yourself. Choice is yours, it's up to you. You can do what's right or save yourself. There's nothing left for you to do. Choice is yours, it's me or you. You can do what's right or save yourself. There's nothing left for you to do. Choice is yours, it's up to you. You can do what's right or save yourself. There's nothing left for you. The choice is yours, it's me or you. You can't do what's right or save yourself. Save yourself. Save yourself.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.